Do I have your score somewhere? In an email? Okay. Oh, you sent it at 4 o'clock. I remember that.
And apparently Chris loved you. Right? He posted it online, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. Well, because it's like, great big brass, look at this. Yeah. I played that. yes, so I thought that was hysterical. Here, somebody record. Was that you recording it, or who was recording that for him? What are you guys?
Yeah, that was me recording it.
Yeah, it was. Don't get too excited, Chris. All right. So let's play this and we'll come back and take a look at it.
Yeah.
Taking maximum use out of, first of all, it works really well. I think the clarinet is a little higher than it should be to blend with everybody else.
Yeah,
but it seems to work.
Yeah, out there I was trying to,
I know, to get out of the muck.
Yeah.
Right, I understand. I understand. I was frightened for you when I looked at the part because I thought, oh my God, he's a doubler. How's he going to play this? But it sounds like he knew what he was doing, so. And you had that doubled in the percussion, I think, too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and the percussion came out a little low so with that, but so maybe that would bring that up a little bit. I would, well, you know what? They played so well in tune, I'm not going to say that, but I mean, generally, you've got the two trumpets in unison up on that thing. My personal view, but you know that already, is to put all three of them down and one up, but you're fine. That's fine. It's just that it can be an argument that high.
Yeah.
Those guys didn't seem to argue much at all playing up there. So, but Chris's intonation is fairly impeccable, and so is Marissa. So. Oh, and by the way, thank you for doing sorry, I'm going to jump away from you. I'll be back to you in a minute. Thanks for using cornet on one of the. Who did the cornet? Was that you? That was nice. And you could tell the difference. It's a small difference, but it's a nice difference. And it's good that Marissa played it, by the way. I mean, Chris would play it fine, but Marissa makes it pretty. I mean, you know, she's got it makes it a very different sound when Marissa does. And I'm friends with both of them, so I like characteristics of both of them. And I love his instrument. I played a little bit of it. Oh, my God. Is it an incredible instrument? Perfect scale, and speaks like that, and a gorgeous sound. It's called a con. No, it's a Bach commercial. This will mean nothing to any of you. I'm sorry. And and you notice these guys are all fussing with their mouthpieces just like you guys do with your instruments. You know that. He's got the screw-on mouthpiece, and he kept changing because, and sometimes we do that because it fits our mouth the same all the time, you know. So regardless of what the cup is or anything else, because we change cups, I don't, but I mean real trumpet players do, and so you can screw off that rim so it always feels like exactly the same thing on your mouth. Again, too much information. You don't need to know that.
this is good. You don't need a lot other than play loud all the time. But you do have some, not, you know, your voicing is very good. See, he
wrote up high for there. He wrote, you were up on F sharps. He wrote an F natural here.
I didn't realize that they could read up that high.
Oh, absolutely. Really. Absolutely. And but the next step is tenor. You know, in the
right in the tenor clef.
Yes, okay. They never read treble, and jazz trombones players never read tenor. They read like thousands of ledger lines, and they think it's just perfect. I have no idea why, but they'll go up to play B flats and C's and D's, and it's all in the bass clef with like a million ledger lines. Mm-hmm. And why I have no idea. I think it's a stupid thing, and there's the same guys that will go play in an orchestra and read tenor clef like it belongs. So
do you recommend writing it like this or?
Yeah,
or?
It's like that, like
okay,
that.
Not
well, but you but you know what, for your piece, because it's a little more classical. Mm-hmm. I mean, up to F's are fine. I would write this.
Okay.
But if you wanted to put it in tenor, that'd be fine too. That's what where their literature is. And if you're sitting in tenor, in that tenor range all the time, which first trombones sometimes are, there's no reason not to put it in tenor clef. That's where their literature is.
Okay.
But going up just to here, I'd be in bass clef. I wouldn't be moving around to tenor clef here. Maybe if I got tired of writing ledger lines, I'd put it in tenor, and then it'd be, you know, you're sitting more comfortable. You know.
Okay.
But do remember, everybody, that you don't do. Also notice that he's got open voicing here for these guys, so that it sounds, you know, those of you who are afraid of parallel fifths and stuff, that's common practice. We're not in the 1700s anymore. So this is, and actually you're kind of doing it right. I mean, your voice leading is kind of right anyway. So even if you were Mozart. Very strong with this. I'm not quite sure that your vibraphone part means anything with
yeah,
all these brass players.
Yeah, I was just
kind of
getting to strengthen it a little bit and
yeah.
keep the color there when I took the trombones away from doing that.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, is once you get somebody going like this, is how do you change? But I like bringing in the low guys halfway through like that. I mean, I think that was a big change.
Yeah.
You know? Since they understand, since it never changes quality or color, it's probably okay not to have the articulation real laid out.
Yeah, in the parts I went in, I was just make sure I put little staccato notes and just put
well, that's better.
On there.
That's better. I mean, because it never changes, you're probably okay with this, especially if you said, you know, March or you know,
yeah.
something like that. You're probably okay, but it's always better to over-articulate.
Yeah. And I figured once they heard the intro part, they wouldn't be playing like, ba, 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 da.
Yeah, probably not. probably not. That's a good bet. No, this sings well. It's bright. It's and obviously your lead trumpet player enjoys himself. And isn't it all about making your trumpet player enjoy himself, right? Okay.